sense about becoming conscious that it's not just a plant affecting us, but each of us is affecting the planet, and we do have
yes.
more power than we believe.
Yes, I agree with that. And at the same time, there's a flip side to that. Like, we have more power than we believe in ways that we haven't recognized. And just a loosey perspective on this is that we have so much less power than we think in ways where human beings kind of think we're really powerful. Like, we think we have the power to save the planet. And I was like, no. The planet doesn't need us to save us, to save her. Where we are interrupting her rhythms and frequencies, this is not the whole planet. And the planetary body and the planetary rhythms and frequencies can bring equilibrium to the skies, to the seas, in a heartbeat, mm-hmm. in a planetary heartbeat, when we get out the way. And I think there's a really big thing I want to point to about that getting out of the way.
Yeah.
And that illusion that we're not the ones to save the planet. Also, there's like, well, we pollute the air, we pollute the seas, we pollute just about everything we touch, actually. We're really big on polluting at the moment. We seem to be reaching an apex of that trajectory, you know, and this has an evolutionary curve as well. And we're not destroying the planet. We're just not. But we really can hurt ourselves, you know. The planet is able to heal and renew herself.
Haven't we reached a radical point in terms of how many frequencies we're sending out there for mobile phones and satellite technology and all of that? Does that have an effect on the planet?
Not the quantity, but the nature of the frequencies. Mm. The electromagnetic frequencies, the radioactive frequencies, the frequencies from telecommunications, the frequencies existing is not a problem. The dissonance of the frequencies causes feedback that affects us and interrupts the natural rhythms and patterns of other consciousnesses with which we are part. We're part of the landscape. We are part of the landscape of consciousness within Gaia. Every animal, plant, tree, every insect has its own rhythms and frequencies and patterns. You can look at this if you look at the bees dance. It's one of the most beautiful, clearest ways to see this. And you can see, I think there's been studies done as well of how, for example, the latest, was it the 5G or whatever, that interrupts the dance of the bees. And it's a case of, it's not about throwing the baby out with the bathwater. There's nothing wrong with having more powerful frequencies that enable us to connect. These frequencies aren't the problem, but the patterns in the frequencies aren't aligned. And they're not aligned within themselves. They're not aligned for harmony. They're not aligned for equal. They could be. This is a possibility. There's no reason why not. The reason they're not tends to be, if we come back to just briefly touch on that, prioritization of movement before we stop and listen to what feels right. It's like we've got to get there faster, we've got to get the next invention, the next invention, the next invention. We've got to go faster, 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 do, 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 do. And without stopping and being and listening, without the pause, without aligning within ourselves, our actions can't be in alignment. So what we do and what we create is going to be dissonant. And we're going to look at our creations and go, oh, my gosh, they're dissonant. They're causing problems. Stop the creations. And that's not what we need to do. It's not about throwing the creations out. There is space in this world for us to create. We're brought here as creators. It's what we do. We are, you know, we're invited to do this by the fact that we are here. It's what our actions, how our actions are aligned. And when we stop and we have that pause and we align within ourselves, what we want to do and how we want to do it changes. Because whether we're aware of it or not, we've invited a kind of feedback loop. We're not just a little unit of consciousness rushing as far and fast as it possibly can in one direction to get there before all the other bits of consciousness get there first. That's not gonna help. with what we're talking about here. And yet that is a model for success. It's a model for success in business and finance and economics. Can you get there faster? Can you get there before everything else? Can you do it faster, cheaper? Can you do it? And so there's no reason why the frequencies we're emitting with all the electronic equipment that we're using on the planet, no reason why they can't be aligned for harmony. None at all. But it would require quite a radical shift in approach. No one's really looking at that right now. So what would be nice was if the studies in frequencies are being documented. For example, the Schumann resonance, these frequencies that are being identified, that could have a part to play in these technological developments. That's just one side of it. Obviously, I'm coming from the side where I'd like to see people in offices and everyone creating everywhere on the planet introduce what I call the invisible, the pores, that relationship between the tangible and the intangible, doing and being, which allows us to align. And I'd like to see the one thing in this world I would like to see happen is the pressure taken off. Doing things faster, fast, more cheaply, bigger, better. And including, there's nothing wrong with that, but including in that criteria, can we do them more in truer alignment? And if you're going to translate into marketing talk, that would be quality. You know, we can get our heads around the idea of quality. So an alignment would be in there somewhere as an abstract concept, somewhere in quality. That would be,